Okay, next dinim. Next dinim that we're going to learn in the dinim of brachis is what's called ikar and tofel, primary and secondary. Now, if you eat two things, one is primary and one is secondary, you only make a bracha on the primary, not on the secondary. Which means that the only reason you're eating the secondary is because of the primary. If you wouldn't eat the primary, you wouldn't eat the secondary. So then you only make a bracha on the primary, not on the secondary. For instance, if you have macaroni and you're putting cheese in the macaroni. So now you're having macaroni and cheese. Halachically, over there is a little bit different because mezainis halachically is always considered primary. The only time mezainis is not considered primary is if it's there to hold it together or for coloring. But anytime mezainis is there for taste, then it automatically becomes a mezainis, regardless, even if it's the smaller amount. Mezainis is always primary. But what happens, I'll give another example, you have cereal and milk. Now the reason why you're drinking the milk is because it is cereal. If there wouldn't be cereal, you wouldn't be drinking milk. So it's cereal and milk. So therefore the din is, you only make a bracha on the cereal, and you don't make a bracha on the milk. Even though the cereal might be mezainis, or it might be hadama, or whatever. But the fact that you're only eating the drink, putting the milk in because of the cereal, so then halachically the cereal is considered the main thing. So let's say the cereal is adama, you make adama and the cereal even though you're putting in milk. What's more interesting is even at the end, you're still left with a little bit of milk. You finish the cereal, but you're left with a little bit of milk. Nevertheless, that milk that you're going to be drinking was already covered by the primary bracha, and you don't make a shahakol on the milk. In fact, there's a very interesting... What? I was great minds think alike. But the truth of the matter, I know you are Hasidic people. I know about ice cream cones. There's two types of ice cream cones. There's ice cream cone that's tasteless. And then you have what's called the sugar ice cream cones. Now, the sugar ice cream cones have a taste. The other ones don't. The other one basically is just to hold the ice cream. So even though the cone might be a mezainis, which it probably is, but nevertheless, if it's a sugarless cone, then it's only to hold the ice cream. It's not there to add taste to the ice cream. Sugar cones that have, by the way, let me tell you an interesting thing. I wonder how many of you know this. This is very important, very, very important information. Where did ice cream cones start? What's the origin of ice cream cones? So let me tell you, it's very important in life. It's very important to know the origin of ice cream cones. In London, in England, many, many years ago, there are two stores next to each other. An ice cream store and a waffle store next to each other. The ice cream sold ice creams in a cup, and the waffle store made waffles. One time, the ice cream guy ran out of cups, and people were coming in to buy ice cream, and he didn't have anything to hold the ice cream in. So he brainstormed, and he said, I'll go next door, I'll get a waffle, and then you're like, basically make it into a cone, and then the ice cream will go into, that's the origin of ice cream cones. I mean, for those that eat ice cream, it's very important to know the origin. It adds about, it adds in the tshuva of Aveda Velum. What?
You know his name, so we say Kaddish for
him. Kaddish for whom?
Who created such a
gift? Why should you say Kaddish for him?
He's dead.
I'm sure he's dead by now. Anyway, so anytime, or not only that, what happens is in Shchunach it says the example, a guy feels very weak and he wants to eat something very salty, like herring. And then when he eats the herring, it's very sharp. And therefore he needs something like to, as a chaser, so to speak. So So then, al pidin, you wouldn't make a bracha on the chaser that you eat with it. Or to give you a simple example, a guy, he says a l'chaim. But you know, sometimes you need something, it's called in English a chaser. So then you're eating something only because you drank the mashkin, you must have something. But without that, you wouldn't have eaten the cookie, the piece of bread, the fruit, or whatever it is. Then the din is, you don't make a bracha on that food, even if it's mezainis, or bread for that matter. Even bread. You don't make a bracha on it, if that's the only reason you're eating it. So halacha says, go no, if you do or not. So therefore, halacha says, if you're going to take a l'chaim, you should first, let's say if you have cake and l'chaim, you should first make a mezainis on the cake, and then drink a l'chaim, because then you made a bracha on the mezainis. What? Sugar cone, you have to make two brachas. Now, technically, the bracha on a sugar cone should be a mezainis. Because again, mezainis is there for taste. Anytime mezainis is there for taste, it becomes primary. But, let me finish. But, so it says in halacha, if somebody likes the ice cream better than the cone, they can make first a bracha on the ice cream and then make a bracha on the cone. But if they already made a bracha on the cone, they're not allowed to make a shahakal on the ice cream because it was covered with the mezainis that you made on the cone. But if you really like the ice cream better than the cone, most people do, so then l'chatchila, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should make a shahakal on the ice cream and then eat the cone. Yeah. Oh, God.
So,
one
second. So, the ice cream, you say chocolate
and ice cream? And then mezainis on the cone. If it's a sugar cone. The avocado sushi rolls. You want to know the real answer? I really don't know. Because you have a number of issues. Let's say you have sushi, okay? So, you have rice on the outside. And then you have, let's say, fish on the inside. Now, okay, so according to our opinion, we make a shahakal on rice. I mean, best eat it during a meal, but bottom line is, if you're eating rice, you make a shahakal. So if you have a fish sushi roll with rice on the outside and fish on the inside, the way we hold, you'd make a shahakal on it. If you hold on rice, you make a mezainis, like Mishnah Berurah holds, most other non-Chabad Paschim hold, you make a mezainis and rice. So according to them, you make a mezainis and the whole thing. The question is, what happens if you have a mezainis sushi with avocado in the middle, which is o'eitz. So now you have, let's say the way we would hold it would be shahakal and o'eitz. According to other opinions, it's mezainis and oitz. So again, according to them, if you make a mezainis on it, mezainis is primary. You're eating them both together for taste. So then they would make a mezainis on it. The question is, according to us, that we make a shahakal on the sushi roll, what is the primary and what is the secondary? So it might really depend on personal, what you like better. Huh? Yeah, but the roll is the sushi. You don't always go by the name. You don't always go by the name. Sometimes you do go by the name, by the way.
Well, if you take a piece of the avocado, how much of it should you have to say hi?
Yeah, but the problem over here is, what is primary and what is secondary? Now, if by you both things are equal, then halacha says you go by majority. Let's say, one second, let me... You know what fruit cocktail is? You know the cans, fruit cocktail, it's a mixture, right? You know what I'm talking about? People eat here? Okay. So you have in that fruit cocktail, most of the things are eights, and then you have pineapple in it, which is adama. So what bracha would you make on fruit cocktail? So the Alter Rebbe writes clearly, and not only the Alter Rebbe, Poskim write, that if to you they're both the same, I mean, important. So then you go by the majority. So it's a fruit cocktail, or if you have a fruit salad. Okay, take a vegetable salad. Or fruit salad. and you're eating them all to by you, they're all the same. So then, if the eight is the majority, you make her eight, not her adama. Because that becomes the primary. So now you have a case which is very common, a fruit, a vegetable salad. Because people make lettuce, cucumbers, tomatoes. That's what I'm saying. They put in avocado. Sometimes they put in pomegranate seeds. As everybody knows, there's a vegetable salad. What brach would you... You have over there hadama. You have an eight. What brach would you make of it? So again, halacha would say whatever the majority of the mixture is. Most of the time, in a vegetable salad, the majority is vegetables. So even though you're going to be eating an avocado in the middle and pomegranate seeds in the middle, anything. Now, if you happen to like avocado better, and you want to take out, before you make adama, you want to take out a piece of avocado because you like it better, and you want to make her eight on the avocado, then you can make her adama on the rest. Understand? But normally, what bracha do you make on a vegetable salad? Whatever the majority is. The majority is adama, it's adama. Majority is our eight, it's our eight. What bracha do you make on fruit cocktail? Again, whatever the majority of the fruits is. Are. Whatever. That's the way it works. Yeah? What? Cholent, it depends what bracha the barley is.
You don't make the cholent over the meat?
What's with the potatoes?
Yeah.
That's why people usually eat cholent in the middle of the meal. What? No, if the Rav is an Adama, and he makes an Adama, that's the bracha. Then it's the bracha of Atola. He's only allowed to do it before. Yeah, but it's all meat. It's not separate. Huh? Then you can make eggs. No, that's what I'm, yeah, but once you made her Adama on the salad, you can't take out an avocado and make her eats. Because the avocado, in essence, the brach on that avocado, because it's adama. So Kozman, you don't make her adama, you can take out a piece of avocado, and then you can make her eats, and then make her adama and the rest. But if you once you make her adama, then you can't do it. What?
So someone, for cheesecake, for example, you have the cheese and then you have the crust. If the person doesn't like the crust, so usually they design it, right?
But
the crust...
But the fact is, it's made for taste. But you're eating it. But you're eating it.
Let's say something else that's mixed.
If you have cheesecake and you don't like the crust and you cut off the crust at the bottom and you're only eating the cheese, it's going to be shahakal.
I'm saying another example of something that's mixed. If the designers add taste, people like it, but you happen to not like the taste. No,
but if Kozman, you eat it, you bottle a diet, you have to make a block. What? Why? People eat rice.
I know, but in that scenario, sometimes it's...
The question, what is the primary, what is the secondary? So the truth is, in that case, you're probably better off making shahakol, because shahakol covers our eights anyway.